waiting to be examined by a doctor. These patients are here to protect themselves from yet another deadly virus. Yellow fever has killed dozens in Ghana's West Gunja district, but health officials here say despite the rising number of cases, deaths are slowing down.
Wherever we identify cases in the community, we go in there to look for more cases. We do a case search and we vaccinate those who are not protected against the disease.
Yellow fever is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. Symptoms are mild and can develop up to 9 days after exposure. But about 15% of those infected develop serious illness that can lead to potentially fatal bleeding and organ failure. Cases have been detected across a wide age range, from 4 months to 70 years, with women accounting for more than half of the cases in Ghana. There are concerns the government is downplaying the number of those infected and not all cases are being reported.
You look at the numbers and then you also look at what is on the ground. It appears all the cases are not reported, simply because of the lack of education. And so the health people need to do a lot in terms of sensitizing our people to get to know what the virus is all about, how they can detect early signs and how they can report.
There are also concerns about shortage of vaccines. Ghana is trying to secure 400,000 doses from the World Health Organization and hoping they are able to contain the outbreak before it becomes more widespread. Hamera Chaudhry, Al Jazeera.